afternoon at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. It's your sports bros, Rop and Sook. I'm Rop. Big Sook's right over there.
Right here.
Hope you're having a great one. Although I already said that. Pretty redundant there.
Yeah, nothing wrong with saying it again. We're
on the radio.
I really do hope and love.
Yeah, I really do hope that for you guys.
Yeah.
Coming up this hour, Oregon sitting pretty. They're number one now. We have our NFL Week 7 snail trail where we'll talk about Deshaun Watson. I don't know if you saw, but
that was, I was watching that live.
He is now hurt.
Well, I was watching the red zone when that went down. And boy, I'll tell you what. You won't find anyone that dislikes Deshaun Watson more than me and actually thinks he stinks. He was arguably the worst quarterback in the NFL. I do not like people cheering for people getting hurt. That was bad.
Sabrina is a champion.
Yes.
We'll get to that. Club 1080, we've got a viral video, a purpose pitch from the orcas over the weekend. I'm not sure if you saw that.
Those orcas, man.
And we have a haunted house that's accused of being an actual torture chamber.
That would be a great front when you think about it. Let's say like the old.
That's what they think is happening here.
Yeah, that's actually right. What they think is occurring.
Yeah, it's like what is that, Sweeney Todd, right? Demon of Barber Street. You know, it's a nice cover for you.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
Apparently, the haunted torture house.
So that's in the club 6 to 7 right now. The hot 5 at 5.
Oh, hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, jolly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com.
I got something's on.
Number five.
You know what? You do got something on because we have two Monday Night Football games
Only
tonight.
One of them will I watch. My TV will be allergic to Cardinals Chargers, but my sports pants are very tight for this one that's on right now.
So the 4-2 Bucks hosting the 4-2 Ravens here in a few minutes, and then later tonight at 6 we get the 3-2 Chargers visiting the 2-4 Cardinals.
But the Ravens have figured out their issues and are starting to look like the team that I thought they were going to be at the start of the year. And I'm maybe a lot higher on them than other people, but I'm telling you, Tampa Bay is quietly putting together a nice little resume down there. I like Baker Mayfield. I like the Bucks more than some, and I think it's going to be a great game.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Is that right? Ish.
Close enough.
He's returning to practice for the 2-4 Dolphins this week, and barring a setback, he plans to return against the Cardinals
Did
this
you
Sunday.
See what this... Yeah, stop. I don't want to criticize him. Did you see what Tua is refusing to do? He's not going to wear a Guardian.
Oh.
And when asked, they were like, what do you...
Number
it's
four.
A proven thing. And he said, it's a personal decision. Like, how...
It seems foolish, doesn't it?
That it just... We have something that we know, we absolutely know, can help you with concussions. And the only downside to it is you look a little silly... And your career, your livelihood is on the line, and you're refusing to wear it because you. The only reason to say it's a personal decision is just say you think it
you
looks
think it
dumb.
Looks dumb. Yeah.
I mean, if I was the Dolphins, I would Band-Aid it. Like, dude, you sit your ass down till you put. It's just silly. Hey, I've been in a couple car wrecks, but you know what? I'm not wearing a seatbelt. You know, it doesn't look cool. Man, my God.
Going to feels, no thanks.
Fun fact: Blazers will open their season before the World Series starts.
Yeah, whatever.
That feels weird. What do you mean, whatever?
The NBA season is upon us, and I'm telling you, this damn thing couldn't be further off my radar.
The Blazers host Golden State on Wednesday. The World Series will be Yankees-Dodgers for the first time since 1981, but it doesn't start until Friday.
Right, yeah.
L.A. opens as a slight favorite with home field advantage.
And while I am very sad that my Mets, the run ended, if you're Major League Baseball, you're a little excited.
They're doing backflips.
Yes. Yankees, Dodgers, and let me state for the record, even though they eliminated my Mets, F the Yankees, go Ohtani and go the Dodgers.
Utah offensive coordinator Andy Ludwig has stepped down.
Yeah, whoops.
His Utes ranking 108th in scoring.
Yeah.
This was his second stint there. He was back, had been back there since 2019. Washington is heading to Indiana this week, and ESPN's College Game Day will be there. But the 7-0 Hoosiers will not have their quarterback. Curtis Roark is out indefinitely with a thumb injury.
He broke his thumb.
The backup is sophomore Taven Jackson, who led four touchdown drives in the second half against Nebraska.
Yeah, and I think six out of his seven drives, and they blew him out, were scoring drives. So, I mean, that's a big deal, but I don't know if the second half is any indication. The backup's just fine. It's just fine. But I don't know. Indiana's a great story, and I'm telling you, look at their schedule. There's a path for the Hoosiers.
Number two.
A little late breaking news here from Adam Schefter that Debo Samuel has been hospitalized.
Yeah, so he had, we knew that he had an illness. He tried to go in the Kansas City game. We saw him before jogging off the field, and it looked like he was going to throw up. He was kind of holding his mouth. Turns out, we assumed it was the flu or bubble guts. Turns out he's got fluid in his lung. He's got pneumonia. He's in the hospital, and we don't know how long he's going to be in the hospital, but it's pretty serious.
Yeah, they're saying it is pneumonia, not good. They're also saying that Brandon Ayuk, Niners wide receiver, did tear his ACL. He is done for the season.
That team is old, and they are teetering.
Yeah, I think he also tore his MCL, too. There was another ligament in there, so... Not good for Ayuk. Jennings was out. We don't know how long Debo is. Sounds like McCaffrey hasn't had a setback. They don't think he's going to play this week, but maybe after the bye week. But I mean, they're sub 500 right now. The saving grace to them is that division may be very winnable at nine games, but this doesn't look good for San Francisco right now.
Two quarterback notes. Browns' Deshaun Watson has a torn Achilles. We knew that, but they've confirmed it today. He is done for the season. And Raiders quarterback Aiden O'Connell out 4 to 6 weeks with a broken thumb.
What's interesting is there's some talk that the Browns may just ask him to retire. Let's take your money. And if you're Deshaun Watson, as poor as you're playing,
why not?
Do you just walk?
Well, it depends on how much they're going to pay you.
Well, just go enjoy a life of massages somewhere else.
If they can get a doctor to say that he can't ever play again, he'd get the full amount.
By the way, Jaden Daniels, the other quarterback that got hurt Sunday, they're saying he is week to week.
Yeah, he's got a rib, right?
He has multiple ribs, Jason.
Well, he's got
one of them is hurt.
Sean Watson, by the way, is 29 years of age.
No, he's only 29. We'll get to him in a bit. Oregon, the new number one in college football this week. They are ranked number one in the AP for the ninth time, seven straight weeks in 2010, once in 2012. That lasted all of a week. And now, the game time has been set for Oregon's trip to Michigan on November 2nd. That one will kick at 12:30 on CBS. And in recruiting news, On3 is reporting that the Ducks are the favorites to land the number one overall player in the class of 2026.
Yep.
His name is Zion Ealy. He is a five-star edge rusher from Maryland.
And that the nation's number one recruit, a number one quarterback recruit, is going to try to make a visit here in the next week or two and is very high on Oregon. So things coming up very green right now for Dan Lanning and the Oregon Ducks on the field and on the recruiting trail.
The Hot 5 at 5 is brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com. Oregon, number one, next on The Fan. Well, it wasn't a great game on Friday, and that's why it's taken us a little time to get to it. But the big story is that Oregon is number one in the country this week in football.
So what happens when you bludgeon Purdue and then the number one team kind of S's the bed against Georgia?
You're top of your own!
Yeah, that game was lame.
Yeah.
I mean lame.
Were we talking about the Texas game?
The Purdue game.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to talk about Oregon here.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
The worst thing that happened at Purdue was the duck mascot losing his head. Did you see that?
Yeah. Ran into a friendly fire, ran into another Ducks player coming out of the tunnel.
Nothing worse that could happen to a mascot than losing the head. Like, all panic ensues.
Yeah, and he put it right back on
you got him.
Real fast, but he looked like a kind of a long-haired bro
in
there.
Well, we've talked about it. Like, Buck has known the duck before.
When I was at school, there were 6 different people that served as the duck for various events, whether it was like fundraising or different athletic departments. So my buddy was the duck for track and field and women's basketball, but definitely not the football duck. That's the special duck.
How many ducks do you think there are now?
I don't know. Probably a couple more, but I feel like the main one is the one that gets all the run these days. It's like the one that shows up on game day and football games.
Yeah, and they interview him even though he can't talk.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Do they unveil him? Like, I know South Carolina Cocky is theirs.
Whoa.
Well, they're the Gamecocks.
That's his name?
Yeah. And then at the end of the season, they do a big reveal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you get to take the hat off and be like, aha!
It was me
all along.
So you get all the chicks ready to rock.
Although the last one was actually it was a gal.
Or dudes.
Yeah. So you can be like, hey, I was cocky the entire time.
Well, this
and I
is
guess
the...
they signed like an NDA. You're not even allowed to tell like your friends that you're.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. I knew that was a thing at Kansas too.
Yeah.
This is the first number one overall ranking for the Ducks since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
They are 6-1 as the number one team. They lost in 2012. There's that promo running of Dirt and Sprague. You know, Dirt's a big Ducks fan.
Yes, he is.
And he said it makes him nervous being number one. And it probably should.
Really?
Well, it's not normal territory for Oregon. You know, I mean, this is not like, this is a whole other level. Like being.
Is there any difference between being 2-1? Like.
Well, yeah, kind of. Number one, like that's a. I mean, staying there is hard, as we have seen.
Yeah.
So they lost. So they were number one in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the game that they lost to Stanford in overtime.
Yep. 17-14.
Yep. And that they were number one for all of 1 week.
So that did not last very long. Well, I mean, you got Illinois, right? So, I mean, I guess, like, when you look on the schedule, this is, it's a test.
Well, they have several tests left. The question is I was thinking about this watching Texas-Georgia. If the Ducks take a rough loss like Texas did, and that wasn't just a loss.
Yeah.
They got punched.
Yeah.
If the Ducks take that, and I don't know who can give that to them, but is it the worst thing if they get one of those?
No. I mean, especially now in this world that we're living in the playoff, I mean, obviously you want to try to win your conference title because playoff. That gets you the bye. Because it's one less elite team that you have to play. But yeah, let's say everything's cruising along. You're number one in the country. And I don't know, Wisconsin, right? Who can't make the Big Ten title game. They give you one of those. Is it the worst thing? No.
What if Michigan does? You know, and I think Michigan's...
Oh, Michigan's so wonderful.
They're the new most overrated team every year. They're going to be. Now that they won the championship.
Yeah.
Every year, Michigan is going to be the most overrated team.
Michigan is not very good.
Because they won a championship.
Yes. This is not the same Michigan team. Far from it. But yeah.
Like but if, they, you know, I mean.
Yeah, if you lose that game, nothing is over. Could it serve as a wake-up call? I guess it would only be viewed as a positive thing if you felt like maybe you took your eye off the ball and maybe you were having some games where things weren't going that great. But I don't know. I just get the sense, and maybe I'm completely out in left field, Lanning doesn't really seem like the sort of guy. That's going to allow that to happen. But we shall see, because like you said, they are number one.
No coach allows it to happen. Yeah, it's just something that happens.
Yeah.
And I just don't, I mean, look, they are fast tracking to the Big Ten title game.
Yes.
I mean, and the schedule is favorable. Like, dude, this is coming up roses for Oregon so far.
Yeah.
And I'm with you that I feel like the staff, you know, this just doesn't feel like another year where like you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. They're just damn good at every level, and they have a staff that's not, like you said, it's not going to let them.
Yeah, those first 2 weeks
take their eye off the ball.
The first 2 weeks were kind of wonky. They were very, very wonky, and since then, I will give them credit. They have improved pretty much each and every week, and they look really good and they look trustworthy.
One loss, it's just not going to kill them.
Nah.
And so maybe it becomes one of those things where, you know, you're reading your own press clippings and a Michigan or Wisconsin sneaks up on you, maybe even Illinois this week. I don't know. But even if they lose one game, they could still finish ranked number one and they could still finish winning the Big Ten and get a top 4 seed.
To me, the goal has to, obviously, is the playoff, but the goal is to win the Big Ten. do you get to the Big Ten title game? Everything that you want is still in front of you. Because once you, if you get the bye, who cares who's the higher seed when it comes to playing in the neutral site bowl games? So in this world, winning the conference title is by far the most important thing. So when you look at the Big Ten championship game, if you just have one loss in the conference and you've already got a tiebreaker of Ohio State, one would think that that puts you into the Big Ten title game. So
I wonder if they're going to be playing Indiana in Indianapolis.
Boy, wouldn't that be something.
In the Big Ten title game.
Wouldn't that be something.
That'd be awesome.
Did you hear the little nugget from Dusty that the Ducks stayed in the... They stayed when they went to Purdue in Indianapolis to do essentially a dress rehearsal for that game. The same
you know,
hotel
if you ever listened to our show, you would know that that has already been mentioned by us.
We did
today?
No, last week.
Last week.
But well, I don't remember last week.
You know, it's funny when you look at Ohio State, like Oregon has a very favorable schedule. They're going to be significant favorites over every team that they play. What's the Illinois line?
21.
And by the way, I think that's the only ranked team left on their schedule.
That's high.
So
it feels high.
I don't know what they'll be ahead of Wisconsin, and maybe Wisconsin's ranked at the time. But right now, Illinois is the only ranked team. They're favored by 21. Where Ohio State still has at Penn State, and they do get Indiana. I mean, they have Michigan too, but right now Michigan feels like a road apple. They got Nebraska. Nebraska just got boat race. So it feels like when you look at Oregon, would you say that Illinois, Wisconsin, maybe, I guess Michigan, like there just isn't anything that really scares you. Whereas if you're Ohio State at Penn State and then the one against Indiana is like, oh my God. And here's the thing about Ohio State with one conference loss, that Indiana game or the Penn State could loom really, really large in that you stub your toe somewhere else along the way, there's a good chance you're not playing in the Big Ten title game. That's the same thing like what happened like in the SEC when you lose two games. You know, so I think Ohio State's schedule is way more challenging, and you don't have the luxury of having a mulligan in your pocket like Oregon does.
I think that one's coming up in just 2 weeks, that Ohio State Penn State game. I think it's going to precede the Ducks Michigan game on the TV schedule.
Well, I always love to look at the if the college football playoff started today bracket. Oregon would be the one, and they would play the winner of Tennessee LSU. That would be the 8-9 game. And then on their side of the bracket, Penn State Boise State winner would play Iowa State.
Wouldn't that be something?
So you would have to beat LSU or Tennessee, and then you would get either Penn State, Iowa State, or Boise State to go to the, I guess it would be the final.
I just think this year, between the first year of the playoff and the way it doesn't feel like there's these dominant teams.
In other words, Georgia, Texas, and Ohio State are all on the other side of the bracket, or at least if it ended
today. I just think it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out because it doesn't feel like there's dominant teams in college football. It feels like there's a lot of vulnerability, and it's the first year that we get a 12-team bracket. So maybe we actually get some NCAA basketball vibes where – you know, maybe we get one of the big boys, the Oregon's, Ohio State's, or whoever wins a national championship. But, you know, maybe we get some early upsets. Maybe we do get an Iowa State.
BYU maybe over we get Ohio
a
BYU. State.
Boise State. What if Boise State finds a way in? And Boise, and if you watch that Boise State-Oregon game, Boise State should have won that. What if we have Boise State that gets to knock off Georgia in the opening round? Even if Boise State doesn't do anything after that. Boy, the college football, for all the people wanting to crap on it, sign me up for this all day long.
Oh, this whole thing's great.
It's going to be great.
Each race is great. These Power Four League races are great. The only thing that kind of sucks is the unbalanced schedules. Because it's just kind of a crapshoot who plays who. Because Oregon's getting a pretty good break on the schedule outside of Ohio State. We said that at the start of the year.
Their
schedule set up really nicely, particularly getting Ohio State at home.
Yeah, because you look at the way it played out that, you know, Michigan isn't very good. I mean, Michigan's flat out bad. Wisconsin's having a wonky year.
Well, you thought Michigan was your second toughest game.
Exactly. And Washington's having a down year.
I think Illinois might be your second toughest game.
It's possible.
Or it's Boise State.
Actually,
what the hell?
To be fair, it's probably that. It's probably Boise State. We just didn't realize it at the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing how far down the list that Michigan game has fallen.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we've been into that and what they're out of it. They're not even top 25 anymore.
Yeah, no. But be careful. That's
still
the
tough
thing about being number one. Yep. You go into the big house, they'll rise up for 1 week.
Dude, their offense is...
It's bad.
So bad. I mean, it is... I mean, I just... It shocks me. I say this all the time in college football. I struggle when I watch college football teams, especially a team like Michigan, who clearly can recruit. their inability to find anyone, and I mean anyone, that can throw the football, it's just, it shocks me how many college football teams are like this. But, I mean, Michigan's offense is just, it's beyond dreadful. So, as of right now, it stands, I mean, Michigan just doesn't pose a threat to any real balanced team. And, by the way, let me also point out that USC did it again.
Oh, yeah.
And choked away another one.
We'll get to that. Hopefully today, but I doubt it. I mean, it's already 5:30, broski.
Yeah, it's going quick.
We've got a whole load of college football talk tomorrow.
I do love loads of college football.
So you should tune in.
By the way, my Bucks look really good right now against the Ravens.
But up next, Deshaun Watson. Is he done for good? Complete with audio. Here's Buck. All right.
Who doesn't love cows?
I don't.
Really?
I mean, I love to eat them.
Nah,
cows are pretty gross.
I want a mini cow. I don't know if you've seen the mini cows, but they're just, God, they're so adorable. I want to get one for my Akita to play with.
Well, Deshaun Watson has gone away.
Yep.
He blew out his Achilles. He has now had two ACL injuries and an Achilles. Yep. And he is only 29 years old.
And is in the process of a 2.5-year run here of arguably being the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, he was terrible after the long layoff, and he's had legal trouble. I mean, dude, the guy has just, it's just everything has gone bad for him except for his bank account.
Yep.
And so is he done in Cleveland for good? So he's now done for the season.
Yep.
They still owe him, I think, like $48 million. Over 2 years, but his cap hit next year is like $73 million.
Yeah, I mean, it really isn't.
So what are they going to do?
I'll look here and see what he's got. So after this year, they would. I mean, $72 million. I mean, I guess if you went with a rookie quarterback, you could. There's some talk that they're going to try to push him to take an insurance claim and never play again. He's only 29 years old. If you're Deshaun Watson, do you have any backbone at all? Do you feel comfortable just saying, hey, I'm 29 and I'm walking away and this is my legacy, or is the legacy already ruined? You know, I don't know. But it's so awkward in that, you know, he's never been convicted of anything, but I think everyone with a brain believes that this guy is a sexual predator and a scumbag. And, you know, he blows out his Achilles and people were cheering. Like, in the stadium.
And he was at home.
But
he's also, they're cheering him because he's a bad quarterback. They aren't cheering him because of all of his.
No, if he had been playing better, no one would be cheering. And so it's awful in that you can cheer because he's a predator and a scumbag, but I don't feel like that's why. I think people are cheering because a guy that isn't very good got hurt. And that is an awful, awful thing. And, you know, and now you got Browns players that are, you know, speaking out, and I don't blame you. I mean, you just had a potential, you know, career ending injury, and people are cheering for it. It's just, it's a weird situation that any other time I'd be like, that is the most scumbag maneuver, but it's him.
Can you boo a rapist who gets hurt?
Exactly, right? Like, if there was ever an embodiment of karma, it's Deshaun Watson. Like,
that might be tomorrow's poll question.
Can you boo a rapist?
Well, you can.
Yeah,
but I mean, what is the word that best describes booing a rapist who gets hurt? Is it warranted? Is it justified? Or is it disgraceful? I know somebody who is it that called it disgraceful.
There were a bunch. I mean, there were a lot of people that were coming out.
Well, I have some audio here.
Yeah,
of his teammates, and we'll start with Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he plays for?
I do. Although, maybe not for long. I mean, if you're Cleveland, and there's some talk that maybe you just have the fire sale at this point.
I do know that.
Yeah, okay, so these rub me the wrong way. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But we'll play them for you here. It's Myles Garrett talking about Deshaun Watson getting carted off and the fans booing.
No one deserves that. I've seen him work his ass off to, you know, get back here, in here, and you know, put a smile on his face and, you know, try to put everything that's outside the facility behind him. No death threats, people come to his house, people, going after his family. No, like I said, no one deserves that. And I hate using the word deserves. I'm usually, you know, pretty consistent saying earned. He hadn't earned it and he doesn't deserve it. No, man does pretty much everything right. He's been a, you know, a model citizen through college and most of the pros. He plays the game as hard as anyone I've seen. Puts everything on the line, willing to throw his body out there. And, you know, he plays the game at 100 miles per hour. And you know, there's a risk of being injured. And that he took that risk. But we have to be there for him as a team, as an organization. We can't look down on a guy because of any mistakes on the field or anything off the field. You know, we don't have anything. We don't have any more high ground to look down on a guy.
See, and I'm with
I don't
him.
Love that.
I'm with him right up until the point where a model citizen, no, you...
Well, he said most of... Most, to be fair, to he be said fair, he's most. Been a model citizen throughout his college career yeah. and most of his that, time in the pros. I mean, what a...
I don't... Yeah.
Come on, man. That's
you
weak.
Just don't have to cape that hard.
That's
you,
right.
You can still say it's terrible to boo a guy when he goes down like that. I get yeah. that people have different feelings, but you don't have to be an apologist for his, like, his how he is as a human, because he's not good.
I just think it's weird that, and I think all the lawsuit stuff is over, right? Did he settle all
he
of those?
He settled all of it.
All of them.
I think so. There is no criminal.
Yeah, and, no criminal. And so all he's this, done with all of
them. He's done with them. There was someone else that came forward, I think, recently, and I don't know if that one got settled or if it still hasn't progressed, but there was someone else that came forward recently, but all of that stuff, I believe, is all behind him. He paid it off and...
It's so weird. Like, these guys sound so... It almost sounds culty. It sounds like a cult.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to play Jameis Winston. Mm. And this is what really makes it sound like a cult. These guys sound almost brainwashed.
Yeah.
And they're very cringy and out to lunch. Because, yes, I get he's your teammate.
Yeah.
It's more complicated for you than it is the Browns fan sitting in the stands.
Sure.
But can a teammate do anything to other people and his teammates will love him if he works hard?
Yeah.
It's like straight out of a freaking cult, man.
It's pretty weird.
It's so weird. Yeah. Here's Jameis.
The way I was raised, I was taught to love no matter the circumstances, especially for people who do right by you. I'm grateful that I had a chance to serve Deshaun, but I am very upset with the reaction to a man that has had the world against him for the past 4 years, mm-hmm. and he put his body and life on the line for this city every single day, regardless of your perception, regardless of what you thought should happen with him. He committed every single day that I've been here to be the best that he can be for this team. And I know I come from the deep south, Birmingham, Alabama, Bessemer, Alabama, so I know the standard that hungry fans won't. But the way I was raised, I will never pull on a man when he's down. But I will be the person to lift him up. And that, all of us have unique experiences. All of us have circumstances, conditions, and facts that we face every single day. And I pride myself in being a man of increase and being a man that wants the best out of everybody. I tell myself every morning, what I want for myself, I want for everyone. And I do not want the treatment that Deshaun Watson has received from these passionate fans. I know you love this game. When I first got here, I knew these were some amazing fans. But Deshaun was treated badly. And now he has to overcome another obstacle.
Again.
So I'm going to support him. I'm going to lift him up. And I'm going to be there for him because I see the way he fights. I see the way that he works. And I know who he is as a person and as an NFL quarterback. And that's all I have to say to address him. I'm sending up my prayers. I already prayed for his leg. And I will continue.
You know, he's a sexual predator. He just is.
Well, so we know that.
This...
Again, this is a real indictment on football. It really is. Because this is where it makes the sport and the culture of the sport look really bad. Yeah. Because this FIBU cult-like mantra applies to even the worst of people. Yeah. Like, the only people I was thinking about worse than what Deshaun Watson did that we know of, OJ, mm-hmm.
Ray Carruth, you know.
Carruth, yeah, like Aaron Hernandez. Yeah. And there were people talking, teammates talking about those guys like this. Yeah. It's a really bad look, and I just wish these guys, it's not everyone, but I just wish these guys would have a little bit more awareness of how this sounds, because they sound really out of touch, and it's really kind of sad.
Yeah, this idea that he's faced so much. No, he's faced the consequences of his own actions of being a sexual predator and sexually assaulting upwards of 20 plus women that we know of. So, like, I don't get to be the world's biggest, and it's not even fair. I can't be a criminal and again be a sexual predator and then be upset when people have when there's blowback against me for my actions. Like, that you don't get to do that. But I'll also go, the only thing that I will defend the players about is this, that when Deshaun Watson got there, the fans were all in. The fans were making fun of the situation. Remember, there were tailgates of making fun of the women that were accusing him. They were all in on Deshaun Watson until Deshaun Watson wasn't very good. And that's the only part of this that there is some legitimate gripe on the part of Cleveland Browns players, is the fans were all ready to embrace the sexual predator when they thought that he was one of the five best quarterbacks in the league. And it was only till after he turned out to be one of the five worst quarterbacks in the league that people started celebrating this. And that part of it is BS. In for a penny, in for a pound. And that I will defend them with. But this horse crap, he's a good teammate and a good person, stop it. Stop it, stop it.
I just don't get why you have to volunteer the second part. You can even say he's a great teammate and we see him work hard, but the people bringing up his citizenry, like that, I don't get it. You don't, because you don't have to.
Yeah, it is weird. And, you know, I'm never going to, like, fan behavior is what it is. Like, don't expect much from fans.
No. Fan behavior is going to be bad.
It's
just is.
It's what it is, and you shouldn't, I don't know whether he deserved to be booed or not. It's not something I would do, but at the same time, Cleveland Brown NFL fan booing that, that it tracks, okay? Yeah. But I don't know. I consider myself a man of increase. Yeah. And so I would just,
what a line.
I would just like to state that I bet you that Myles Garrett is a good guy. I don't know. Is Myles Garrett a good guy?
I've never heard anything against him, but I don't know. I don't know him personally.
But boy,
out of touch.
And Winston, we know.
Are there super churches lining up for his services when he's done?
Well,
like,
I would love a reporter, and people don't because they're fearful of losing access. I would love a reporter when someone starts talking about what a great person Deshaun Watson is and what a great teammate. I would love a reporter to say, and what would you say to the 20-plus women that accused him of being a sexual predator?
Who don't have a microphone.
Yes.
And they do.
And what would you like to respond to that? Because they didn't get $240 million guaranteed dollars. What would you say to those people? But no one wants to deal with that. No. And it's a complex issue because, again, we all know in the world of professional sports that when you're playing well, you can get away with almost anything. And when you're not, the boo birds come out. So that's the sad part, is no one's booing the sexual predator. No one. In Cleveland, they're booing the piss poor quarterback play. And if you're going to boo something, you should be booing the fact that Cleveland went ahead and did that.
And that's the fans. But again, good luck defending fan behavior. Yeah, fans will be fans. But players coming out and defending Deshaun Watson's character.
Yeah, get out of here.
You're so brainwashed, man. It's so weird.
I wonder where we've seen that before. But
by the way, the dude made $137 million, Watson.
Mm-hmm.
For 19 games.
Well, and again, it's a fully guaranteed deal. So regardless of what Cleveland does, he gets it.
Yeah.
And if they,
but I mean, so far he has been paid $137 million. He's played 19 games. Yeah. That's $7 million a game, and they have gone 9-10.
Yeah. The honestly, Cleveland's best scenario, if they were to get rid of him, if they don't try to do the insurance thing, and that would have to be a doctor saying he cannot come back and play. I doubt that, even off of an Achilles, is next year. After post June 1st, they can cut him and take a $73 million dead cap hit. So, and then at that point, you just go. I mean, the Broncos did it with Russell Wilson. You just hit the reset button and we're like, well, we're gonna be in purgatory for a couple years.
Like, he's showing no signs of anything good. So you just cut. And he's now it's an Achilles, and we've seen what that does. Come on, dude.
It's time
cut
for
bait.
Cut bait. Get rid of. You already get rid of Cooper. Trade Myles Garrett. Recoup some of the picks that you dealt for Watson, and you just hit a hard reset. And for the next couple years, you wander through the desert.
All right, up next, she is a champion on The Fan. Yeah, with Myles Garrett, we forgot the whole swinging his helmet at Mason Rudolph thing.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
I do remember that.
Now, does that mean he's a bad guy?
No, it doesn't.
Or he just got caught? You know, it's football. It's a violent game. You get caught up in the moment.
There's a difference between swinging your helmet and a fit of rage. If you know, if I'm judged off of things I've done on a football field, I wouldn't want that to be my character. But being accused of sexually assaulting and raping 20-plus women, yeah, I think that's in a slightly different category.
When it's calculated like that and it's premeditated and you're planning that sort of thing over and over again, that's a different level.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I don't even think enough justice has been done to...
Well, I never spent a day in jail.
No way.
Well, but I meant, like, just justice in terms of people knowing what he actually did.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people... I mean, it came out, like, some of the... complaints, what the women were saying, what he did.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many people actually know.
Yeah. Well, I think there's
what he was doing and the extent to which he was doing.
I think a lot of people, and this is like the Kobe Bryant thing, once a victim settles, then I think a lot of people are like, well, you're in it for the money, screw you. And, you know,
and they probably can't talk about it.
Yeah. And then it's just, you know, you're just persecuting him. But look, it comes down to whether or not you can play. If Kobe Bryant hadn't been very good at basketball after the rape trial, no one would have given him the benefit of the doubt. And the same thing happened with Deshaun Watson. So it's a complex thing. I just feel like for whatever happens, I think Cleveland probably moves on after this year, post June 1st, probably just eats the 76 mil. And it wouldn't shock me if Deshaun Watson has played his last meaningful snap in the NFL. But if he wants to, someone else will give him a shot because he's only 29 years old. And, you know, we've seen, you know, Cousins come back from the Achilles much older. Someone will give him a chance, but
you like that
for whatever reason, something is broken in Deshaun Watson and it's not physical and he sucks.
Well, Sabrina was kind of broken last night.
It was not pretty,
but they still won.
Yes.
So it didn't matter.
That's kind of remarkable to have your star player go for that kind of performance and still win the championship game.
Dude, she went 1-for-19.
Yeah, I saw someone that put together a video, and it's a rough video. The play in the last couple of games, and, you know, they're going to 7 games next year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk that, you know, there's not that many teams in the league that these gals just wore down. And
well, it's not just this series, though. It's... Bart 2 talks about this. Yeah. You know, that guy's an animal. He runs numbers on WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his things, in this, I'm not sure this is a betting trend that you can get behind now because, well, if we're talking about it, that means that we've missed the boat or the odds makers have caught up.
Also, the season is over.
Well, right. But he was saying that in the WNBA, the unders in the second half.
Yeah, take them.
Take them all day because these gals are wearing out.
Yeah.
These games are too long.
Yeah.
And then you get them all the way to the playoffs and then another playoff series or however many playoff series they do. And now they're in a best of five. And you can see it at the end of the game.
It's bad.
They are all gassed.
There's some really, really bad basketball. And congratulations to Sabrina. Congratulations to the New York Liberty. I don't like to blame officials because there's lots of plays that happen in games. And we always point to one at the very end. See Oregon, Ohio State, right? I said that game, you know, they had their chances other than that one play. But the WNBA took a title away from the Minnesota Lynx and gave it to the New York Liberty. I've never seen a worse call at a key moment. Maybe was it the Saints and the Rams, the pass interference call?
Yeah, the Nickel Robey Coleman.
The non-call. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that, but there was about 4 seconds left. The Liberty were down by 2, and Brianna Stewart got the ball at the 3-point line and traveled. I mean, one of the worst travels you've ever seen. Have you seen the play, Rob?
Yeah.
It is. Dude, she takes like 4 steps. She just jumps before she ever dribbles.
Yeah, they don't call that anymore.
Really? You can just.
Well, they didn't call it.
You can just bunny hop multiple times. And right there. And then she drives and throws up some weird, awkward, horrid 15-foot jump shot. The Minnesota player is just standing there, doesn't really come anywhere near her, and they blow the whistle, bailing him out. She missed the shot. They challenge it. They go to the replay, and they upheld it. She hits 2 free throws, goes to overtime. New York wins. I mean, and then for the commissioner to come out for the championship celebration wearing like a pantsuit with the city skyline of New York on it, I mean.
That's a tough look.
Look,
go with some muted tones there.
I mean, I just, you could not have pissed away more goodwill if you're the WNBA than you just did. And
well, yeah, they can. You know how they can?
Huh.
They might strike.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That's the other one. Yeah, the players
next year, they might strike.
The players are opting out of their contract, and they want to renegotiate for a bigger piece of the puzzle. Boy,
the pie, probably.
You want to talk, really, if you want to talk about cutting your own self at the knees, dude, if they're dumb enough to strike, good luck to you.
Which, wrong way, time for that. Kill all the momentum you've ridden with Caitlin Clark.
Well, you already hate the big marketable star that you have, and seemingly do everything to try to make her not a star, which boggles the mind. I would also like to point out, in this unprecedented time of growth in your ratings, which, by the way, Caitlin Clark's regular season games still rank higher than
Caitlin Clark is white.
Your finals and playoff games, but still. You lost $40 million as a league. This year, you lost $40 million. And the players are like, no, it's time we get what we're worth. Boy, well, good luck.
They have their right. I just wanted to give Sabrina a little props because I know if we didn't get it to it today, we would never get to it. So she is a champ.
She is a champ.
After going 1 of 19.
Well,
it's like something I would do.
Well, I'd go 1 of 19. I don't know if I can go 1 of 19. I can go 0 of 19.
I can hit one.
You can get one?
I get one up. Mm. Or I get 20 up.
Yeah.
I can hit one, yeah.
You get one? Stand at a three-pointer or just like
yeah, I can hit a three.
You hit a three?
Hell yeah,
I'd feel better more about a 10-foot set shot.
I'm open.
You're open.
They're leaving me open anyway.
That is true.
I'll knock one of 19 down. Hey, I could do that.
You just clapping for the ball?
Yeah.
Hey.
Heat check.
Right here.
Right over here.
I don't think I'd get 20. I think I'd blow an Achilles.
Well, you got to be careful.
How many times could I get up and down the floor before?
Well, you just take it slow.
Yeah.
They don't need anything out of you.
Do the cherry pick thing. Let everyone else play defense.
I'd be a bit of a defensive liability, I think.
One three-pointer. That's all we need.
One. Again, can I give you a 15-footer? Can I give you a
no.
That's a little elbow jumper?
I don't like this three-point.
She wasn't 1 of 19 from downtown, though.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe, yeah, all right, so we'll give that to you. Mm. We'll give you that.
Yeah, I'll give you one. I don't think
you could.
If I manage to not blow something out.
If you did blow something out and still hit it?
Kobe Bryant style, tears his Achilles. I'd have to get fouled.
Legend.
I could probably go to because then you're asking me to shoot a free throw. And I'd have to, the chances of me making 1 out of 2 free throws, that's decent, 50-50, but with a blown Achilles, I don't know if I'm getting that for you. I only have amateur blowing needs.
Whoa.
That's true.
But you're a man of increase.
I am a man. I'm a man of increase. I just got a great idea.
What a stupid thing to say. A man of increase?
I don't even understand it.
I don't either.
But I love
dumb.
It. And I'm going to start using it.
You're going to need that as a draw, probably.
That might go on my Twitter profile.
A man of increase
and great integrity.
You're a man of action and a man of increase. By the way, do we know what that means? Does anyone look that up?
No.
No, I don't think he knows.
Is he? I don't think he's doing the... I don't think you're... He keeps saying that.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he meant.
What do you think it means?
All right. The club is next. We have Haunted House Talk on the Fan.